The Access to COVID-19 Tools, ACT Accelerator, has announced a set of agreements between the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as test manufacturers Abbott and SD Biosensor, to make affordable, high-quality COVID-19 antigen rapid tests available for low- and middle-income countries. These tests will provide results in 15 to 30 minutes rather than hours or days, and will enable expansion of testing, particularly in countries that do not have extensive laboratory facilities or trained health workers. CEO of Find, Catherine Aboma, says the distribution of these tests will depend on a number of reasons, one of these being population and projected testing numbers.
The first step towards ensuring equitable allocation of these new antigen rapid tests is securing significant volumes for low- and middle-income countries, which is what the 120 million test volume guarantees set out to achieve. Then, it's a question of ensuring that there is adequate funding for the procurement of these tests. And that's why the Global Fund's 50 million initial procurement fund is so important. 133 countries are included in the volume guarantee deal, which includes all those in Africa that are categorized by the World Bank as being low or middle income countries. The Africa CDC, Africa Center for Disease Control, has identified 25 priority countries for the antigen rapid diagnostic tests, including South Africa. This list is based on various considerations and criteria, including population, projected testing numbers, COVID-19 incidents, and so on.
Boma further said these tests will have to be done by health professionals in hospitals and private doctors.
Rapid tests work in a similar way to pregnancy tests, except that they need to be done by a trained health professional for COVID-19, mainly because of the nose swabbing needed for sample collection. But they don't need lab facilities like molecular tests. In South Africa, we're expecting that these tests will be done by health professionals, including nurses, GPs, general practitioners, or even pharmacists. So that would include hospitals and private doctors.
Boma said South Africa has received these tests for a review, and once they have been approved, they can be available immediately.
Several tests have been submitted for review to the South African Regulatory Authority, SAHPRA, including the two tests covered by the volume guarantees that we just announced, those from Abbott and SD Biosensor. They must undergo performance evaluations as per the local regulatory requirements, and once they have been approved, they can be made available immediately.
These tests will enable countries to increase the pace of testing, tracing, and treating people for COVID-19, particularly in areas with under-resourced health systems. Reporting for Multimedia Live, Modiyegi Mashamaide.